Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Rutherford Issues from WGNS AM/FM. Brian Barrett along with State Representative Mike Sparks. And also joining us in studio is Chief Mike Walker of the Laverne Police Department. And Chief, you had some really good news come out about crime statistics. And I guess if you're a numbers person, and I'm not, the one thing that comes into my mind is there has been a steady decrease in crime in Laverne, not just in one year, but that's in right. multiple years. And I think that's probably the key stat, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And it actually started before I got there. There's some really good men and women I learned when I got to Laverne Police Department who are out there working and doing what they're supposed to be doing every day. And they work very hard. They're very capable, very professional law enforcement officers. We've been able to do some things because of the support of the Board of Mayor and Aldermen over the past couple of years. They have added some positions for patrol officers, and the visibility in and of itself helps reduce crime. Just having people there so people can see them in those neighborhoods and communities. But those men and women have been through a tremendous amount of training, also as a result of the support of the Board of Mayor and Aldermen, and they actually completed over 14,000 hours of man hours of training in 2012. But we finally received the Crime in Tennessee 2012 report, and when we looked at the numbers, Laverne had the lowest crime rate per 100,000 population in more than a decade. And it has slowly decreased over the years. The high was, I think it was 2005 or 2006, and it began decreasing slightly. But to give you an example, in 2010, our crime rate was 52.8 per 100,000. And in 2012, it was 5181.3 per 100,000, which is actually a 22.1% decrease. And all that's contributable to not only the men and women of the Laverne Police Department who are out there working very hard every day to protect the citizens of Laverne, but also the people who are citizens mm-hmm. and who live there, because we're getting more and more people who are stepping up to the plate in a neighborhood watch
yeah.
type approach, and they're not seeing what's going on. They're calling us and saying, hey, We see this vehicle here. We don't normally see it. It's at my neighbor's house, or it's a house across the street, and da-da-da-da-da. And then we go in. We wind up finding someone who's come from another county, many times west of us.
Yeah.
And they come in. They kick a door, go in, grab a flat-screen TV and a laptop or whatever they can grab and hit the road. And we've been able to find and stop and arrest and recover that property many times, and property from other crimes. But it's because of people having maybe a little more understanding about what we need them to do, that they are a part of the solution. And that's why we implemented this past year as a result of having some additional personnel. We have a community liaison officer full-time now. Officer Cherie Robertson is doing an awesome job. She's our senior DARE grade officer. She's been doing that for several years, but she's also handling our victims' assistance issues. Or even recently, there have been two different times she's gone where a residence caught fire, was seriously damaged, and sometimes it takes Red Cross a few hours to try to get there, but Cherie comes and takes care of that family right then.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about, us giving back to the community and understanding them and caring for them and letting them see that we do care.
Chief, one thing I think is very interesting to note with those numbers, and we can get caught up in a lot of things here, and I don't really want to do that, but from 2005, which was the highest rate, 92, 58, something like that, right. That's a 54% drop since 2005, the highest rate. And that's because of not just one person's work or even one chief's work. It's been a process.
It's no one person's job. I tried to explain to the folks when I got there that this is not about any individual in any form or fashion. All these folks were coming and talking, and I don't know if they were trying to brown nose or what, and I hate to use that term. I apologize, but...
Well, it's better than the other term.
Sucking up, anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were coming and talking, so I said, look, you know, I put my pants on just like you do. I get up every morning, and it's one leg at a time. Unless you're very talented and you can jump and get both legs in at the same time.
Mike does occasionally. You know.
I don't want to know.
No. Me either.
Playing Patriot.
But, you know, it's no one person in any form or fashion. It takes all of us working together because together everyone accomplishes more.
Yeah.
And the acronym is TEAM.
You know, I
you
think
work together.
We see that here. Let me just throw this out from my perspective on the work that the two of you do. I know, Mike, you've been working very hard over the last couple of years, Mike Sparks, in the state legislature to bring attention to the drug issue. And I would dare say that that's probably the number one thing that Chief Walker has to deal with there in terms of crime. Yeah. But it's you working on your end and him working on his that brings not only awareness, but brings a reduction in it.
You know, I can recall, and I think I shared this on the air, where I had the opportunity to have lunch with Governor Haslam, and I'll be honest with you, I kind of lost my cool, and another member sitting beside me kind of ticked me off in a sense, and I told the governor, I said, you know, half your leaders in Nashville, they don't give a damn about people. Do you know that? And I'm kind of thinking, I'm in left field, you know, he's going to think, Mike, you know, like, here Sparks is, you know, getting upset, using profanity to the governor of all people. And that's after I hit my fist on the table, you know, but I said, you know, look at where this culture is going. Our jails are full. Look at the fathers. Look at the correlation to violent crime, rape, dropout rate, teen pregnancy, all these issues. And there's nobody up here really jockeying or lobbying to turn this around. And it was, I thought it was pretty cool. He just said, Mike, I appreciate your comments. He said, man, our prison budget's increasing $48 million, $48 million this year. $48 million, and
how much does it cost to keep a prisoner?
I always say about $23,000. You hear different stats out there. Some say 30, but 23 is what I usually.
You know, you may add a few dollars to that, and that's a starting salary for a teacher in a school.
Yeah, or a prison guard. I mean, those guys don't make anything and put their life on the line.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you didn't have to have that increase, I mean, look.
But you know, this is what bothers me with, and I'll say this with even my own party. You know, being Republican and. And I'm to the right of the next guy. I was the first Tea Party meeting we had over here. But I remember sharing a Tea Party meeting about 2 years ago. I'm like, look, y'all have got to get involved in these things. I mean, they're like that's not our issue. I'm like, look, it's destroying your culture. It's destroying your country. It's destroying your community. It should be your issue, you know. And I think a lot of folks think if they don't care about people, they need to care about money. And that's what I've learned. A lot of people don't care about. I mean, I'm telling you, I see it as leaders in Nashville. Some of them don't care.
It's very small-minded, I think.
Well, it is. It's part of. I mean, we can all be about fiscal government. I'm all about fiscal responsibility and efficient government. But you got to have law enforcement. You got to pay those people. You got to have jailers. You got to pay those people. You got to have school teachers. You got to pay them. But when no one, so much of in the classroom, I hear from teachers that. The challenges that they're faced with on a daily basis with kids. Kids come to school that, you know, aren't prepared, that have an eight, that's dealing with a problem at home. I mean, how do you address those kind of things when your classroom is full?
One of the things that we've tried to do from the police department standpoint, not just the police department, but actually city employees as a whole in Laverne, we've been very active and involved in several things over the past couple of years since I've been there anyway that I know about. Vicky, my wife, and I were at one of the restaurants there last August. There were two ladies there with two small children. And we were talking to them, and one lady said, I know you. And I said, well, you look familiar. And she said, you read to my class. She was a school teacher. Both of them were teachers.
Yeah.
They were at Roy Waldron.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, we were talking, you know, are you all out enjoying it before you have to hit it again every day? Mm-hmm. And they said, well, actually, we've been out trying to see what we could do to buy some supplies because we know we're going to have kids coming that don't have anything. And Vicki and I talked about it, and I went to our Monday morning directors meeting that next Monday morning and talked about it, and we began a drive for school supplies. We started out for those two teachers, and we wound up having enough that I think everybody pretty much there at the school shared the supplies that we were able to get donated and brought in. But we have children that go who don't have pencils, who don't have paper, who have nothing. Part of that's the sign of the times and the economic climate that we have today with people unemployed. And the other is parents more than likely are spending their money on alcohol and other drugs rather than buying their children what they need. I don't understand that.
Y'all have got a great SRO officer over there at Roy Waldron. I forgot his name.
Anthony, sir.
Well, one thing, me and someone, I won't say his name, we were chatting out there at the school, and he was talking about how many people they register their child there, and then they're 2 months and they're moved somewhere else, and you get people coming from an adjacent area, Antioch, that's coming over there that may not live in your community, but they're registering their kids over there. I brought that up to the commission and the school board that those issues need to be addressed because we're paying to educate someone else's child that Davidson County should be educating. But, Laverne, y'all got a unique set of challenges over there. And one way I think you did overcome some of those challenges that were not very popular for the mayor and the alderman was the tax rate, how they had to increase that. And I was sitting thinking that may be one reason why some of your crime has come down. I would think that correlates.
The additional funds that were there that provided additional personnel for the police department, vehicles, training, et cetera, those things have helped tremendously, obviously. In 2012, we have today 53 sworn positions in the police department. There were 47 when I got there in August of 2011. That had carried over from the 2010-11 fiscal year. But with the number of people we have now, we're able to at sometimes actually have 5 zone officers instead of 4 or in many instances 3 when I first got there.
I would get calls because I've got Laverne and represent Laverne, and my dad lived in Laverne for 30-something years until he passed several years ago. But I'd hear some people complain, and I would say, I would have to pay the tax on my dad's house, after he died. And I'd say, you know what the taxes were on that house for the year? $64. That's all it was $64. I was happy. Now, I fret when I'm paying the county taxes. It's a different story there. They're kind of high. But with the city, I was like, you don't complain about your cable bill, but you don't complain about your cell phone. But you complain about that. And I'm all about keeping taxes low, but, you got to pay folks. And we had a good conversation on the air with some folks, leaders. And I remember the guy bragging on such a low tax rate. We got one of the lowest tax rates in the state. And I brought up, I said, but that low tax rate comes at a cost.
Sure.
It comes at a big cost.
State Representative Mike Sparks and Laverne Police Chief Mike Walker joining us here on Rutherford Issues today. Chief, in terms of crime, what do you deal with most? And just out of the top of my mind, and I don't know the answer to this, I would think domestic violence and drug-related would have to be in the top two. And sometimes there may be one and the same.
Many times they are. Many times alcohol and other drugs are involved in not only your crimes against persons, but also your property crimes, thefts from vehicles, burglaries, et cetera, because they take those items, they steal when they break in or open a door and take, and they go fence it. They fence it either for money and go buy drugs, or they fence the property for drugs. It's just a trade-out. It's a barter. And many, many times we see that as an issue because of the alcohol and other drugs. Domestic violence is a problem, and so many times there's nothing we can do to prevent that up front. It's very difficult to know what's going on until it actually happens. Part of that, I think, has to do with the economic climate right now. Over the past few years, domestic violence has actually slightly decreased as a percentage of the overall crimes against persons over the last 3 years. But it's still a very, very high percentage of our total crime rate. And that's a concern for us.
In terms of the number of calls, would you say 8 in 10 are drug or domestic violence related? Maybe that's a little high.
It's probably more like 6 or 7.
6 or 7 in 10?
In 10, yeah.
And what are some examples of some of the other things you may have to deal with?
We have a tremendous, in my opinion, I think it's a tremendously high number of attempted or successful suicides.
Wow.
When you start getting up into the 30s or 40s in a city the size of Laverne with 33,000 plus estimated for 2012, you know, that's a lot of people. And it's very difficult. We have detectives who go out and they'll work a child abuse case, which is a domestic, and then you have a domestic violence against a partner or someone else that's there in the home, and then you have an attempted or suicide, and you've got detectives working one right after the other. And when you've got a detective that's been assigned four cases today, and two of them are domestic violence, one of them's child abuse, and one of them's an attempted suicide. Was it or was it not? Was it accidental? That wears on them. It wears on the citizenry. It wears on the members who are out there doing it every single day. And we have to watch after them a little bit and kind of get them and try to diffuse them from time to time. Sure. Do a little bit of critical incident stress debriefing. And, you know, it's a major problem, I think, in society as a whole. If you look at statewide Tennessee's domestic violence involvement or domestic involvement, I think it's like 64% of all the crimes in the state in 2012. So the domestic violence is not just Laverne, it's statewide.
You know, and Mike Sparks, these are social issues that we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And to me, I see society wanting to throw laws at everything.
Oh, yeah.
But that can't be the answer to all of these issues.
That's what kills me at state legislature. You see things that, you know, we had a bill recently. I didn't vote for it. It was if you harmed an emergency personnel, work EMT or a nurse or something, the fine was going from $5,000 to $15,000. Well, the person committing that crime, they don't care what the fine is. They're committing a crime, you know. What can you do to deter that? And most of that type of violence is going to be drug related. You know, I'd rather see the focus on treating addiction, treating mental illness, trying to help solve some of these problems. And you know, I get calls, people to call office, you know, don't have nowhere to turn. What agency can help them? Mm-hmm. And just the other day, a girl called me. She said, "Well, my brother had been in trouble, and they sending some over here, and it's $16,000. She said, "He don't have $16,000. My parents don't have $16,000. They end up working with him and finding a facility that helped him at a lot less price, you know. But, you know, that's a good work of Judge Ash and some of these others, the drug court. There are some things out there doing some good things. But I think it's sad, though, that there's not enough, and it's not a bleeding heart issue. It's more like, here's a problem. You can't turn a blind eye to the problem. Yeah. It's in your face.
And it's one of those, too, that you have to weigh it. The drug court we need.
Yeah.
The programs such as that we need. However, on the other hand, you've got the issue of those who choose to continue.
Yeah.
And something needs to be done with those. It's kind of like the crimes that are committed and someone has a weapon while they're committing that crime. That's one of the things we can do for gun control. When you have someone commit a crime involving a weapon, then put their hind ends in jail, enhance the penalty there, and if you have a convicted felon who is in possession of a weapon, enhance the penalty there. That's
you know,
one of the ways you can help with.
I had a customer I was dealing with the other day and really had a lot of respect for this guy working for Metro, works as a janitor and then works as, well, I think, bus monitor or something like that. It was a black gentleman, and we were chatting. He was a couple years younger than me, and we were talking about all these problems that we're seeing. And he said, man, he said, they need to bring back paddling in schools. We need to have more discipline in schools, you know. Because kids know. They know, hey, you know, you whip me, I'm going to call the law. Kids will do that.
But I'm going to play devil's advocate quickly with that. We can't take the parents out because too many parents expect the school teachers to raise their children instead of them raising them.
Well, so parents need to do the same thing.
Exactly.
Be willing to discipline in the same way. Chief Walker, it's been good to have you in the studio. Appreciate you stopping in today, and appreciate you spending some time with us here. And thanks for all the work you're doing there in Laverne.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It's a lot of folks. It's not one.
Sure. You got to have somebody to help herd the cattle, right? Herd everybody in the right direction. We know how to herd, Mike, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Appreciate you stopping in, too.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
State Representative Mike Sparks.
Appreciate all y'all do.
You're a good man, Mike Sparks and Mike Walker, both joining us here on Rutherford Issues, and that's going to do it for our program today. We want to say thanks for joining us here on WGNS AM/FM online at WGNSradio.com. Coming up at 11, we've got Clark Howard, and at 1 o'clock, Financial Coaching Radio. At 2, it's Sports Night after All Sports Talk. All Sports Talk at 2, Sports Night with George and the Gang at 3. Hope you enjoy it. Have a great evening, everyone, and we'll see you back here next time.